Hi, I'm Tim Marshall. Welcome to R&B Showcase. We have some special guests in the building.
Yes, they are
a veteran recording act, and they are talented, religious, and unique. We're going to welcome them to the show. Back with us is True.
Hello, everybody.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're all right.
Hey, Tim, look, man.
Doing good.
Listen, we appreciate you bringing us back on, man.
Well, we appreciate
it. It's an honor, man.
It really is. You being here. Jimmy Williams and Billy Maynard, of course, joining us. Billy, thank you for being here.
No problem.
Good to see you guys. And now the last time I'm trying to think of the last time I saw you. I guess it was at the studio when we had, when we did the R&B Showcase TV over in the studio in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Right.
And then prior to that, it was at the Golden Mike Awards when I seen you you were doing all those.
We did all the background.
You did backgrounds for about 12 different acts, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, yes.
Woo!
Wow. I mean,
that was heavy, man.
That was quite a day.
That was heavy.
I think that was a Cameo Parkway reunion concert.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That we did that. Now, where was that? Was that the one in Delaware?
Delaware. Yeah. I forgot the name of the
theater.
I forgot the name of the theater, but that was at the theater. That was some work, man.
Yeah.
They put on us, man.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, we got it through, man.
We sure did.
We got it through. I appreciate that. We got it through, man.
I remember that show. I was looking forward to them. Then the following year, I hosted that. I hosted two of those shows, Golden Mike shows for the Global Entertainment Media Arts Foundation.
That was nice,
and
man.
They had some really nice events. But and then, you know, I was actually sitting here thinking about how far back we actually go, Jimmy.
Oh, Tim.
We go back a long, long way, man, because, you know, when I was working at Z88.9,
exactly.
In Burlington County, across the bridge.
Exactly.
When I was working at that particular station, you guys came down to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually thinking about that today, and we actually do go far back. Is that 30 years?
No, longer. That's the 90s, man. That was the
90s. Oh, hold on now. We don't go back that far, do we?
The 90s. We had the other singer, baritone, Mike Upshaw. That was in the 90s, man.
Wow.
Because we were the men.
Mm-hmm. I remember them, that group, yes.
We were the men first, mm-hmm. and in 2000, mm-hmm. we came True.
Okay.
With Sal Angelo as our manager.
Right.
But yeah, man, we
now, what's going on with Sal?
Well, Sal passed away, unfortunately, man.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, he passed away maybe about 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you were with him for quite a while, because we used to see you down Atlantic City all the time.
Yeah, we was doing the lounges.
At all the shows down there. You guys were always working, though.
We was. But you know, the lounges, that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 45-minute shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a method to the madness.
Mm-hmm.
They was getting us tighter,
mm-hmm.
and tighter,
mm-hmm.
and tighter, and tighter. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't now be on the big stages,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate all they
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially Sal Angelo and Butch Ingram,
mm-hmm.
had his hands in it too,
mm-hmm.
putting us in them lounges, man. That was a lot of work, though, bro.
But you had the opportunity to perfect your craft, though.
That's what I'm saying.
You put in that work, you know.
We got better and better, man, mm-hmm. thanks to us doing the lounges. Man.
That's the type of artist development in itself. You know how Motown had artist development, but just getting out there and just performing and singing and
exactly,
and, you know, perfecting your harmonies,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
and getting used to working with people out there, you know, the audience and how to work a crowd, you know. So
you know, we was at Harris. You know, used to come see us all the time, Sammy Strain of the OJs.
Okay,
OJs.
All the mm-hmm. time we looked up. Sammy was there,
mm-hmm.
and after each set, he would say, "Man, you guys remind me of myself with the OJs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be here for you."
That's good. That's good.
Man. That was an honor, man.
Yeah,
that was an honor. We got some nice pictures with him.
Mm-hmm.
That was really an honor, man. So you know.
I saw Sammy at the Temptations show around December, I believe it was, in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
He was at that show.
Was that with the Four Tops?
Four Tops.
I'm going May 12th.
Oh, okay.
At the
Scottish
Rites.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to make that one or not, because my schedule's kind of crazy, but I would try.
Scottish Rites at the Scottish Rites is going to be the Temptations and the Four Tops.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I've never seen them together.
That's gonna
be
nice.
Are you kidding? You've never seen the Four Tops?
I've never seen Four Tops perform.
You're kidding me.
Never.
I don't believe that.
Wow. Never. Ain't that something?
That is.
I didn't see them all.
Much of a Motown artist fam you are.
I didn't see them all, except I've never seen
them
Four Tops.
No kidding.
Never. So it's going to be an honor again.
Yes, indeed.
Just to see them, mm-hmm. you know. So
now you've seen the Temps a couple of times. I always see the Temps shows.
Oh, that's my buddy, man.
Okay.
That's my buddy. But all the time I see the Temps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Willie Green used to be. He's not with him anymore. But,
no.
But he.
Now, man, what happened to Willie?
Well, he's went on to sing with another artist, I believe
it
was.
Okay.
And Lyle Lovett, he was doing some things with Lyle Lovett. And they brought in a new bass singer who's doing very well, Juwan Jackson.
Yeah, the young brother.
Who's with the Ain't Too Proud, the Broadway musical.
That was nice, man. Good move.
They're doing really good.
Wow.
He's a good bass singer, too. So
that was a good move for Otis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, They have two Broadway act. They have two actors in their in the Temptations now.
That's great, man. No. They said their show is off the chain.
Yeah, it is.
People are telling me you got to go see the Temptations, mm-hmm. Jimmy. You got to go see them, man. They're off. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can't look. I'm looking forward to it, brother.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
They got some good guys. Ron Tyson's still there.
Ron, that's my man.
That's a friend of yours, right?
Oh, Ron and Otis. And Otis. Both of them. I can't wait to see them both, man. Mm-hmm. You know,
it'll be nice.
It's gonna be nice. You're really not, no reunion.
And then Tony Grant is with him, who sang with As Yet.
Oh yeah,
and he's an actor, and he did some things with Tyler Perry.
Okay,
and he's with the Temps now.
Wow. See, that's gonna be
and
nice.
And then you have
man.
Terry Weeks, who's with been a long time member with them. He's a good singer too.
He's a good singer, really. You know, I've seen Terry, he's getting gray,
mm-hmm.
as us all.
Mm-hmm. He's been there, but he was a kid when he started there, you know?
Yeah, he was.
So he sang on the Phoenix Rising album, which happened to be their, believe it or not, after so many years, the biggest selling album in their career. Multi-platinum album was the Phoenix Rising album. Isn't that something? They put all that history in there.
Did Terry ever tell you how he got with the Temps?
I've heard of stories, but.
When he wouldn't let Otis go, he kept telling Otis he could sing. He wouldn't let him go until he heard him. That's the truth.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he caught him when he was going out the door.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, man, I can sing. And, Otis heard him, got back with him. And that's been history ever since.
Sometimes you just got to do your thing.
You
got
to do what you got to do, man.
I'm going to mention another name from the Temptations for you, Glenn Leonard. Tell us about working with Glenn.
Oh man.
You worked with Glenn, right?
Oh, sure.
Tell us about that experience.
We had, man, it was an honor to work with Glenn. We did some background on, well, a lot of background on what, I think it's his latest album, I think True's On.
Okay.
And that was an honor too, man, because, you know, I go way back with him too.
Okay.
You know, I'm a tenor, man, and
right.
So was he.
You're both tenors, yeah.
So we it was just an honor, man, and he loved True, man. He just told Butch, he said, man, these guys are the bomb, and I appreciate that. Just hearing that from a pro like him, you know, just made me feel real good, man.
Has he heard your version of I'm On Fire that's on one of your albums?
I'm sure he has.
You got to let him hear that.
He hasn't called me because he might say, man, what you trying to do?
You sound as like him on
that's
the
That's what dog. I'm saying. I sound to be like you, brother. I mean, you
sound
know.
Like, I said, wow, you got him pretty close, you
that's
know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I want to be like you. And I'm sure he has.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he has. I haven't talked to him, but I'm sure he has heard it.
Well, speaking about them tenors, you know, you had Eddie Kendricks on there, and you do a version of Can I on one of your albums. Mm-hmm. You do a good job with that.
Thank you.
And you do Cheaters Never Win, don't you, on one of your albums?
Yeah, Cheaters
Which
Never
is a Ron Tyson
that's
lead,
a Ron,
right?
Ron Tyson lead.
Yeah, so you covered all the tenors.
I tried to, man.
if you weren't doing True, have you ever considered being in one of those groups, Temptations? If Otis came calling, would you ever consider being part of that group?
I mean, why not? But I'm, you know what? I got to say this here. I say why not now, but I'm actually true to the game.
Well, okay.
These are my boys, man.
Well, tell us about being True. Let's just go back to True.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about True. How long has the group True been together?
The group True has been together since 2000.
Okay. Wow.
So that's been a while, and we had to get out of the men thing.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my our manager, Sal Angel, was walking and said, man, we got to get another name for the group.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, I'm saying, well, listen, you know, we went through all these names. And I said, hey, Sal, how about True?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hey, man, that sounds good. We looked on the billboard, and there was a True something it was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I said, listen, let's call the name True.
Mm-hmm.
Talented, religious, and unique.
Mm-hmm. You came up with that acronym for that?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. He said, Jimmy, from now on, that's what it'd be True.
Now, is the True in his incarnation, was that the same guys that were the men? He just became True? Or was there any changes in there? Or?
No, it was the same guys. It was me, myself, Primo Wansley, and Mike Upshaw.
I remember Primo Wansley, yes.
You remember Primo?
Yeah.
He has health issues also. God bless him.
Mm-hmm. He was with you for a long time, though.
Oh, my God. You know? I mean, a long time. And Mike Upshaw.
Okay.
The baritone.
Mm-hmm.
Great baritone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he had his health issues, too. So he couldn't. It was like, oh, we have all these health issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we traveled the world.
Mm-hmm.
We did some nice stuff, you know, overseas and backgrounds for everybody, it seemed like, you know what I mean? And till now, here we are to this day, man. You know, got my man Billy Maynard with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's been with me now for about 6 years, right?
Okay.
6 years.
All right.
He's been with me 6 years,
yes,
and he's still rolling, man. Mm-hmm. That's my road dog. He's, like I said, mind, body, and soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have that when you're in these groups, man. If not, you don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you talk about vocal groups. Now, the Drifters, they've had over, 100 members. The Temptations have many members, but personnel changes, they do come about. How do you handle those things?
It's hard. Mm-hmm. It really is, because now here's a different personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's all about personality, man, when you have these groups. And, you know, I'm a praying guy. I pray to God all the time, and he answers my prayers. But then here comes the devil.
Mm.
Health issues with this one. Health issues with this one. Mm. And it goes on and on and on, man. And that can get to a person. That really can. I mean, that can be, I'm done. I'm not going to do it no more. I've never said that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said, I'm going to continue with true. I'm true to the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we have actually talked to these guys and said, listen, are you guys definitely, you know, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Are you guys definitely going to be in this thing? We have things going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't just, you know, I'm in. Next thing you know, health issues, personal problems, marriage problems.
Mm-hmm.
So if you knew you had this all this time, why waste our time?
Mm-hmm.
I live all the way up 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I keep coming back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's tough, man.
Mm-hmm.
But God is still blessing true.
Mm-hmm.
We have our music out. We have new music. Hopefully tomorrow, I think we're going to be recording with Society Hill Music producer Butch Ingram.
Okay.
So hopefully this will work with the new guy we have, Bruce Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been with the group called, what was it he was with?
Shadows of the 60s.
Shadows of the 60s, mm-hmm. who's traveled around the country.
Okay.
So he's professional. He knows what time it is. He knows what it's about. So just hopefully we keep our fingers crossed that he hangs in there with us, man, so we can continue our success.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are you originally from? You said you live up in the north now, right?
Yeah, I live in North Jersey.
North Jersey.
I'm from Camden.
Originally from Camden, New Jersey. Okay. So how is it when you're trying to get the guys together to rehearse? Was there a central location where you do your rehearsing at? For the group?
Well, usually, if we're vocal rehearsal, we usually go to Billy's house.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Them guys don't want to call my house. I'm too far.
Now, Billy, were you in Philly? Are you in Philly?
Nah, I'm in Brookhaven. Right outside of Chester.
Okay, wow. How long did it take you to get here today? My goodness.
20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it's not really that far. Okay. It seems like it.
Well, it does,
It's right over that Commodore Barry Bridge.
Yeah. Okay. You guys really come a long way. You know, we appreciate you.
Got to be dedicated.
I'm glad to have you here.
I'm glad too.
You came from all over the place.
Yeah, he's here from all over the place. But we're here, thank God, man.
Thank goodness, man. It's good. You've always been there for us, and we appreciate you coming down to perform for shows and stuff like that.
I appreciate you guys. I just can't wait to get back on stage again, man.
Yeah,
like I said, we have some things coming up. It's not written in stone yet. Like I said, we have a new guy in the group, so we have to get him prepared. That's another story.
Mm-hmm.
Getting him prepared. We got to get him to close. But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Now, when it comes to choreography, how do you get, who's responsible for the choreography for the group?
That'd be me.
Okay.
That'd be me.
Right.
I'm a dancer. And,
okay.
You know, I love the choreography. I mean, as we get older, we can't do the things we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we do mostly hand motions now.
Mm-hmm.
Little turn here, little turn there.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real nice and classy and smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's our thing
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
nothing like that class, isn't it? The smoothness of the groups that were out. You know,
Little Anthony Peel.
Yeah,
that's my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk to him on the phone.
Okay,
when I have problems,
mm-hmm.
and he says to me, he says, "Jimmy, listen, you know, you don't have to do all that jumping around stuff like we all used to do when we was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah."
Make it nice and smooth. Hand motions, baby. People want to come hear you sing.
Mm-hmm.
You
don't
too much about choreography no more.
Right.
They want to hear you sing.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped me a lot.
Right.
Because I was going out of my mind. Oh, we got to do it.
It was true, though. They want to hear that good harmony.
They want to get
hear
the good harmony, man.
Good leads, good harmony, nice vocals, and then movement.
And you know what, too, Tim? We have in our show now, we have a lot of classics we do, like To Dream the Impossible Dream, Man of La Mancha.
Okay.
We put that in our show now, too.
Oh, great.
You know what I mean? So everybody that little taste of everything, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of your inspirations. We'll talk to both you two gentlemen. Who inspired you to get into music and to sing?
Me?
We'll start with, go ahead, Billy.
Temptations.
Okay.
Smokey Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
All those groups back in the day, especially the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
70s and some people in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too many people that we really go after at this particular moment that's from these particular eras. So that's the sounds that people like to hear. You understand? When a lot of times when you go to places, a lot of people want to hear that old stuff because they can dance to it or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't have too many young people that's coming to hear anybody sing. They got their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, our inspirations come from the people from back in the day
mm-hmm.
that do the tight harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Jimmy said, I love the background. I'm crazy about the background because it's easy. You can create when you're in the background. You don't create so much when you're in the lead. You just go ahead and sing the lead. I mean, it's good.
Do your own
nothing
thing.
Wrong. Nothing wrong with it. But when you come to doing that harmony and you got it right, nobody can touch it. That's nobody right. can touch it.
Now, what do you sing, tenor, baritone? What is your singing?
I sing basically second, but I can second sing. Tenor. I can sing baritone or first tenor sometimes. Okay. So we're all versatile. That's the most important thing when you're versatile.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, I definitely know you are because I heard you sing that nice falsetto, and then you singing your natural tone as well. So
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. My thing was I was a Frank Sinatra man. Believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, them guys really inspired me.
Okay.
You know, I love the groups too now, but I was like saying to myself, oh, these guys can really sing. And like I said, they inspired me until, like I said, Temptations, Four Tops. Even though I never seen them perform, the Four Tops, I never seen them perform before. But Smokey and the Miracles, all them, they were my pupils too, man. I was inspiration with the Motown. I guess everybody was coming up. You know what I mean? That was the thing. The Motown. Express, I call it. You know what I mean? Barry Gordy's thing was sound, sight, and motion. You know what I mean? So I was inspired definitely with the Motown sound also, you know. But I had my picks. Like I said, Frank Sinatra, that was my buddy. Oh, my. Dean Martin.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, good to have a variety of influences.
Yeah, so, when them guys can sing.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. So when I do my natural voice, they come to mind, but I do it Jimmy Williams' way. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear you. That quality, though.
Got
you
the
know?
Quality, yeah.
How about an instrument? Anybody play any instruments in the group?
I mess around a little. I got a piano at home, man. I mess around. You know, I like to hear myself play. Not that good, but I could, you know, I'm good enough to play you some Christmas songs.
Okay. All right. We did play some. I think we played one of your Christmas songs on the radio station.
But I'm not no Liberace, man, for real. Everybody say, hey, come on, forget about it. But I do me.
You write songs, Jimmy?
No. Okay. Not at all.
Mm-mm. Oh, I wish I could.
I do have a song that's in mind, though, that I want Butch to handle, you know, with me. Probably tomorrow I'll run it past him. You know, it's called When I First Met You.
Okay.
So I'll see if he can work that out. You know, but I'm not a songwriter. That came in a dream. You know. But let's see what happens. Once I get this under my belt, maybe I can dream some more stuff up. Who knows, man?
Now, Butch is your producer, producing your albums.
Right. Yes.
And tell us about working with Butch Ingram.
Oh, Butch, he's a great producer, man. To me, he's one of the best in the world. His quality of sound, his ear for music, plus he plays, and his brothers play. You know,
The Ingram brothers
are on all our stuff.
Okay.
That's all them guys. You know what I mean? And to me, he's just phenomenal, man. He's easy to work with, man. He's so laid back, and he doesn't get upset. You know what I mean? He just gets it right for you.
He's putting out a lot of material, though. He has a lot of different artists that he works with, you know?
He has a lot, man.
Many artists. And Society Hill Records. He's putting it on out there. And then he gets it out there, and then he starts promoting it. Next thing you know, it's up on YouTube and out there. I mean, he gets it out there.
Yeah, he gets it out there.
Good job getting it out there and getting known, you know?
He gets you overseas. Yeah, he's you know, that's why it's important for everybody to have a passport.
Now, how many albums have you done for True?
Oh, man. About nine.
Okay.
About nine albums, man.
And most of them with Butch Ingram?
Most of them, yeah, the majority of them are with Butch. I think it's like one that's not.
Okay.
But the rest of them
are. Now, about the album that had If I Told You, which is one of my favorite songs by True.
That's Butch. That's a Butch production.
Okay.
If I Told You. Well, If I Told You was written by Latanzi, Joey Latanzi.
Okay.
And his partner.
Is it Bobby Eli?
Bobby Eli.
From Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay. They two wrote that for us, man.
Yeah, beautiful composition.
It is, man. You know,
we
did it back in the 90s, but then Butch just funked it up a little bit and made it up to today's music.
Okay.
You know.
That's a good song.
It is a beautiful song,
good quality music. So about nine albums you've done. You get ready to work on another album?
Another one, man.
Now, how about that 25-8? Because that's another one of my favorites.
Yes, I do.
I love that song. And because we hear such a contrast from you guys, because it's got that reggae kind of vibe and feel to it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, now
that was from Barry.
Barry.
Is that Lynn Barry?
Lynn Barry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lynn Barry wrote that for us.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had 1, 2, 3, and he sung with another couple of different groups back in the day.
When Butch first told me, he said, "Man, look, I got a song by Lynn Barry."
Okay.
I said, "Hey, mm-hmm. Butch, are you kidding me?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "No, I'm serious, man. You got to go hear it." I said, "Okay." I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Especially after...
Nice beat.
Well, after Butch put his spin in it.
Right.
When Lynn had it...
Sounds like the Dovells.
Right. Yeah. Just like the Dovell. So I said, "Hey, Butch." He said, "No, don't worry about it. I got it." And he just put his own funk in it, man. And that's doing real... That song is still doing well overseas, man.
Yeah.
Still doing well overseas, 25 feet.
Yep. You guys, now, I remember speaking to you and you guys were in the U.K., you went to the UK to help promote that.
To help
that
promote
single.
That was really nice.
Now you've been going like all over the place. Tell us about how you like performing overseas.
Let me tell you something. They love us. I thought we were the Beatles, man.
Mm.
When we got off of that plane. Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody comes to meet you and they greet you, you know, and when you're in the studio, all the lines just light up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They treat American singers real well.
Mm-hmm.
Real well, man. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind going back overseas, which we will. We will be over there real soon. And this time, staying for a while, a couple of months maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got more new material you're working on. I'm glad to hear that that's coming out, mm-hmm. and you got a new album coming out, and we look forward to hearing some of this stuff.
Me too, bro.
And who do you like any of the artists that are out there today? Any current artists that are on the scene?
I like them all.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't want to get myself into trouble.
I like Kim.
Kim, okay.
Kim. But I'm talking about like me, the groups. The groups is out there. Oh.
How about Silk Sonic? They're doing
this. Oh, Sonic. They rolling.
Yeah, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, they really nice.
Yeah.
They really nice.
Yeah, they kind of have a throwback to your era of harmony.
Exactly. Exactly.
Group, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, I wish them all success too, man. Because like I said, they got good harmony.
Yeah.
Real good harmony. Really good. You know, I mean, all the groups out there, even like I said, the Blue Notes, the Intruders, you know, everybody's trying to do what they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We've backed a lot of those artists. We were just talking about the shows that you did Global Entertainment Media Arts Foundation. But you backed a lot of artists. Who were some of the other artists that you worked with? You worked with many over the years.
Paul Fugle.
Okay.
That's how I met him.
Okay.
You know, it was two songs that he said, "Listen, that was really quick, man." It was Paul. It was so many. You know what? Tim, I really can't remember, man, all the artists. It was 12 of them.
Okay.
And that was back then. I can't, but I know it was a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of work, but it was an honor, though.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned Glenn earlier, that you worked with Glenn.
Glenn Nutter. Barbara Mason.
Another one.
Well, we did some background on one of her albums. Gene Karn, of course.
You did some things with Tina Riley, too. Tina Riley, you did. Hope That We'd Be Together Soon, or was it a Howard Melvin song?
Yeah, I just
After You Love Me, Why Do You Leave Me? Wasn't that it?
After You Love Me, Why Do You Leave Me? Yeah, that one.
That was the one, yeah.
But it was another one.
You did other couple?
That was me and Tina with True Background.
Okay.
And it was a couple of them.
Okay.
That we did with Tina with a True doing the background.
We got to send a shout out to Tina Riley. She's an avid listener to the show, so.
Yeah, Tina, how you doing, Tina?
We appreciate Tina.
This is Jimmy Wins, baby. How you doing, sweetie? Hope you're doing fine, girl.
She listens to the radio show and watches the television show.
She's
really such a great supporter.
She is.
And Miriam, her background singers that sang with Coco, who sang with the Orlans.
Yeah,
it's part of her unit, so they're
part
all
of her little
all supporters.
Wow. God bless them all. God bless you, baby.
Just appreciate, you know, them. And the Blue Notes listen all the time, too, you know.
Yeah, Blue Notes. They're my peoples. I mean,
Art Aiken, Art, from the Blue Note. Yep.
We're gonna say hello to your Art man and Frank and Roger and Sonny.
And the Spinners listen to the show.
Spinners,
their Mighty Love fan club supports our show. So we want to say hello to everyone and thank you for your support.
Yes.
You know, without you, there's no us. So no me. So we appreciate everybody, what everybody's done to support.
And we want to thank you, man, for keeping that music alive, the sound of Philly.
Well, you keep making that good music. You make it easy. You keep making that good music.
That's what
you
I'm
know?
Saying. So, Tim, we really appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you guys coming down.
We go back a long way.
Yes, we do, man, you know.
And the friendship is going to continue forever, my
Well, I appreciate that. I hope, as long as I'm here, we'll be doing things together.
That's
and
what I'm saying.
I'm looking for you guys to perform. You see, you know, I know that like prior to our last conversation was right in the middle of COVID when it happened. So I know that shut a lot of things down. So we're just trying to open that back up again. You know.
So I know a gentleman had called me yesterday and asked me to do a Father's Day show
mm-hmm.
in Atlantic City at the Claridge. They're doing a thing called a tribute to, what's the name of it? The old place in Atlantic City where everybody used to, Club Harlem.
Oh, Club Harlem, yes.
A tribute to mm-hmm. Club Harlem.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I think, like I said, nothing's written in stone. We might be working then.
Yeah, we might get that.
I think we might be in Seattle. I'm not sure.
That's a great place. My mother used to work there. She's a jazz singer, Miss Marilyn Marshall, before she passed. But she worked there many years ago at Club Harlem. They had James Brown, Junior Walker, the All-Stars, and all the big names.
Oh, man, yeah.
That were anybody. Club Harlem is a very famous spot for Atlantic, Atlantic City. For
so Atlantic City, yeah. So how they're going to do this, but it's going to be a tribute to Club Harlem.
Well, that's a good
so
thing.
So they want all the groups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I told them to, you know, stay in touch, and we'll talk about it. That's in August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hopefully, like I said, we have this thing coming up, Father's Day, and hopefully more stuff will come. But since COVID, man, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
Well,
it's tough.
You guys will look forward to getting back in the studio and getting it together and getting some more new material. Are you working on a whole album now or just putting a couple songs?
No, a whole album.
Okay.
You know, Wood's the album, man.
Yeah. He is. Yes.
He's CD, man. He goes.
Really is one of the best, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
Butch Ingram.
I'm telling you, he can make a dog sound good, man. I'm telling you. That's how good he is.
Well, I heard that 25. I keep going back to that. But I heard that 25-8 and what he did with that. I was like, this is really amazing what he really did. Taking the Lem Berry. Totally different.
Yeah. Totally different, man.
And making it sound like something truly unique, you know?
And especially, like you said, that little reggae part that's in there.
Yeah.
And that was done by our buddy Sim.
Sim Streeter, yes.
Yeah, I think he's
did a good job.
He's a great singer, too.
His health is going, too.
Okay.
Well, you know?
Shout out to Sim Streeter.
Shout out to Sim, man. Did a good job, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Miss you much, man. Yeah, miss you much.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you're still keeping it going, Jimmy. You know, that's one thing I like. And I always, when I pick a phone here from Jimmy, Jimmy's always got something going. I'm like, man. You know, we go back 30-something years and he's still doing it, you know? And I love to hear that.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. It really is, man. But like I said, you have to have the mind, the spirit, and the body. You have to.
Right.
Because without that,
you're nothing.
You're nothing. Even if one's missing.
Yeah.
Because you have that. Your mindset has to be on your ups and downs because you're going to have them. A lot of groups can't handle that. Oh, I quit. I do this. I do that. Then here's the spirit where you have to be dedicated.
Yes.
You have to be dedicated. And last but not least, you have your physical body has to be up to par.
Because
you're stepping on stage, and even if you're not stepping, them lights is hot. It's going to drain you. So you have to be in shape, man.
Drink some water. Keep yourself hydrated.
You got to keep yourself hydrated, man. You know what I mean? So I think the good old is we try to do. I try to stay in the – I'm back in the gym now. So
Me too, man. Yeah. But I stay – I live in that gym.
Yeah, you have to. You got to keep your wind up, especially when you're a singer. You know, so walking or running or whatever you got to do. That's what it's all about. You know?
A lot of people don't have this chance to keep on singing the way we sing. However, you know, I've seen too many people lose their voices. You know, not keeping up with it.
And not only that, you know, they lose their voice by doing the wrong things, man. Drinking, drugging. You can't do that. You can't do that and be an entertainer. You know, God gives you that voice.
Use it.
That's from Him. That's from God.
That's right.
You know,
well, look at Aretha Franklin. She used to keep her throat wrapped, and she wouldn't sing with no air conditioning either. When she was singing, she wanted to maintain her gift.
That was her gift. In the world.
She is. Yes.
They say your vocal cords is thinner than your hair.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to keep that thing really right, man.
Take care of those vocals. You know? So that's really great advice you've given, Jimmy. And just thinking about our youth and up-and-coming artists, and that's good advice you can give to them. Yes. Anything else you would say to our young that are trying to do what you do as a veteran act, what advice would you give to them?
Like I said before, you have to have the mindset, your spirit, and your physical, and pray.
Yeah.
Pray. Mm-hmm. Pray to God, man, because you can't keep God out of your equation. You can't do that. Because he's the man.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But that's my thing for the young folks. And just when you get it and keep on rolling. Don't stop. Don't
that's
let nothing
who gave
stop
you the
you.
Voice. You ain't do it on your own.
That's right. You got to keep it
you
going.
You definitely
man.
Haven't done it on your own. You really have to embrace God because I know that I could have done anything else. But he kept me singing, kept me going, you know. So you really have to give him all
praises.
All the honor.
Got
to
give him all praises.
All the honor.
Like I said, you're born with the voice. You're truly
That's
born
right.
with it.
That's
you're
right.
born with it through the gift of God. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of these
learning
places, they try to get over on singers. I don't like that. Come to John's or voice school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can't teach nobody
how to
sing.
You can't teach nobody to sing.
It's got
to
be there.
God.
Now, they could probably show you how to breathe and all that, but you can't teach a person how to sing.
That's right.
And that's the get over. Y'all better stop doing that.
Yeah. You got to have that gift, natural gift. You know, they can, like I said, they can show you little harmony things and things like that. You know, you can always room to learn, but that initial talent's got to be there, you know?
You know, I had a cousin, and her daughter sang. And I told her, I said, well, let me hear you. I'll come over. She goes, no. She said, Cousin Jimmy, I'm going to sing for you now on the phone. She goes, yeah, my mom said I could sing, and my dad, everybody, right? She sang. I said, cuz, I'm going to be very honest with you. Get into something else. I love you so much. I really do, but singing is not you.
Right.
It's not you. And she got a little mad at me. Didn't speak to me for 6 months, but she understood where I was coming from.
You being straight with me.
No, being straight. You know, that's not you. You're not there, baby.
Well, one thing we know, you got it, Jimmy. And you got it, Billy. And your group has got it. And that's what makes you talented, religious, and unique. All praises to the higher power.
To the higher power. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys being a part of the show here today. I want to thank you again, Jimmy Williams, Billy Maynard.
Yeah.
And the group is known as True.
That's True.
Thank you for joining us for today's R&B Showcase. My name is Tim Marshall. We thank you for joining us here today.